Okay, I don't know if this thing is using the wonderful microphone. Maybe if I put it up really close, it'll really go. Ooh, it looks like it's really going. So that means I think I am using a little microphone here. Sorry if that hurts yours. Okay. It is Yom Kippur. I decided I was going to fast, although I'm drinking water. I'm not fasting to the level of not doing anything, which is traditional. I do that once a month for my LDS side. So for my Jewish side here, I'm going to be a little rebellious. Seems appropriate since I'm a pretty rebellious Jew. But since I'm not eating, I'm gonna have quite a anyway. So listening to this guy, sounds like the rapture should happen anytime now. Of course, the big question is, what does it have to do with me? Who says I'm going to be taken up? Who says I'm going to be one of those people? I'm going to the temple tonight. Come on. But that doesn't mean, you know, being temple worthy isn't I think a criteria for that, to be really honest. Well, regardless, I'm here, walking along. It's been an amazing year for rain. More rain this year than we have in a very long time. And so we got a lot of vegetation. Well, anyway. So, yeah, no rapture. I don't know. I was reading today in the Book of Mormon, I'm to the part to where Christ is doing the local American version of the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm gonna put this in my back pocket. Oops. I don't think I can. What a pain in the rear. Just catching on stuff. This. Okay, let's put it in the top pocket, I guess. Alright. Anyway. So, I gotta stretch out a little bit. About forgiveness. You know, one verse says, if you forgive other people, God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive other people, well, you're not going to be forgiven. And I was thinking, I said, well, that's at least one thing that I think I'm decent at, is I don't think I hold a lot of grudges. I think I'm reasonably forgiving of people. So I'm good in that shape. I'm not really sure about the rest of it. I've been listening to, I don't know how I get into this occasionally, but some videos have come up on YouTube about autism, so I've been doing a little autism jag, and I think I do that less and less and less and less often, because it's really like, so, okay, fine, you know, I've got some autistic junk in my background. Because it really becomes a thing of so, you know, and it comes to the whole thing with a ton of things. The answer becomes so what? Oh my. Oof. That truck had some, trailing some dirt. Kind of nasty. Glad this is a paved road. I just didn't want to get a lot of crap thrown at me. Anyway, so I don't have a lot to talk about today. It's funny, usually I do. So yeah, there's a little bit of that. I'm rebuilding this server that I've rebuilt about, I think this is the fifth or sixth time I've rebuilt it. For one reason or another, the last time was because I totally screwed up I ran something for SE Linux, and I think I screwed up a lot of stuff. So, it's not surprising that it was broken. So now I'm rebuilding it again. Get the darn thing going again. Ow. Lots of bugs. I'm going to be glad when it gets a little colder. Get a good cold snap and most of the bugs will be dead. Sorry. I don't care about the little buggies. Because I'm not that extreme of an environmentalist at all. I don't know what happened to my hat. I haven't been looking around for it. Anyway, so tonight's going to be kind of busy. Go off to the temple. Found a new place to get gas where I can use the 10 cent discount that I just got. These are guys who only tell you about the discounts on the day. And it just happened that I was going to be going to Albuquerque anyway. Coming back, there's a place to get gas in Las Lunas. So I'm going to do it there. It's usually a pretty cheap place for gas in the first place, so nice, very nice. because Friday I pack everything up. I don't really have much to pack anymore. Boy, I am a minimalist, and painfully so. Oh, here was something interesting. I happened to go to my local Dollar General in Vegueta, and they've got a little video section. I don't usually buy videos, but the videos there are really cheap, really old. This was one. It was in the original shrink wrap, and they were selling it for $4.95. It was Batman and Robin, which wasn't too bad, you know. It's not the best movie in the universe, but it's kind of fun. As long as you're not looking for any grand insights or magnificent entertainment, it does pretty good. Anyway, $4.95, but the big thing was it's got one of those voodoo stickers on it. I like voodoo because I can download those movies to my phone and watch them wherever, whenever. I can watch them when I'm laying down in the boat. So that's kind of groovy. And it said on the sticker, it said, you know, this thing only works until 2014. And it's like, what? And half the reason why I bought it was because of the stupid voodoo sticker on it. But I've always found that they tend to honor those things for a long, long time. It's now 2021, of course, and so this morning I put in all the information to get this thing, and sure enough, I got it. So now it's downloaded on my phone. It's pretty dang groovy, actually. Makes me wanna go to some more places and see how many more of these I can get. Used to be able to get them at the stuff at Walmart, but haven't been getting rid of that stuff anymore. Voodoo used to be owned by Walmart. It was a Walmart outfit, and it got sold off to Fandango. And, so yeah, but it's nice to have those little things. And a movie that I don't think Lisa and I have. So that's a bonus too. And it was only $4.95. Which is cheaper than Walmart usually sells for. Walmart has its $5 thing. For a little while, it had a $3.87 one that was for really plasty movies. And I haven't seen the three and change version lately. So the stuff at Dollar General is just gonna have to do. And it's a nice place to go when you're just going, man, I'm just. When I go out to the crash site and I'm sitting there getting just overrun by flies, which has happened a lot here. but I can just go and go to a place where it's okay just to go there. And go fart around in there, maybe buy a little snack or something, or in this case I needed to buy the earbuds. So, and then this thing happened to come up. These guys also usually get a bunch of Redbox videos, you know, ones that have been through the Redbox thing enough, either they're worn out, not quite worn out, ones that have gotten so, just haven't been selling, so they will stick them in a paper sleeve and charge you $1 to take them. So it's like, ooh, you know, I don't think I've bought a video that way yet. They were all videos I'd never heard of. See, this is the problem with being who I am. You know, I don't go, there's not been movies to go see. So, let's see what time it is. Gotta turn around at 12:30. Oops. 12:28. A few more minutes, and I'll turn back around. Phone's been really acting weird. Not surprising, it's getting pretty old. It's Caleb's old phone. Anyway, so hoping Sam's got a lot of his recurring charges things. Hope he's got rid of that. Not going on a traditional mission. He's not banned from doing a lot of things. You know, you could send a kid on a mission and that would break him of at least for a while, of an obsession with gaming, because he just couldn't do it for a couple of years. Service missions, they, as far as I am aware of, they don't really have to do that. So, Lisa's gonna get the guy. He's supposed to work on a exercise regimen. Okay, it's more than time to turn around. Let me turn around. Well, I'm pretty far out, I guess, from the grand scheme of things. I'm out here a ways. Nobody else, I haven't run into anybody else out here today. It's strange. But anyway, I watched Good Omens. That was a present from Shayna last year, the year before, I forget. Anyway, Shayna's always got, Shayna thinks that because Mom and I are Latter-day Saints and we raised our kids that way, because frankly, I want what the Lord is offering in the way of exaltation. Sorry. I don't know if my actions necessarily speak that way. I think Lisa gets really worried that I'm not that interested in it. And you're going, what? Okay. I wonder sometimes if I'm not gonna, you know, if I'm not gonna qualify. But I can do something about that probably. Anyway, so I get this impression sometimes that Shayna, in her Seamus persona, really wants to be a counterpoint to all that. I know she probably imbibes quite liberally in anti, quote, ex-Mormon stuff. I really hope that since she's done it, she can just go on with life. I'd hate to think that she was just sitting there wallowing in it. Of course, autistic-ish people have a bad habit of doing that. Oh, God. This silly thing. I wish there was some way to make sure it doesn't activate the phone. Anyway, so yeah, so she sent this BBC thing called Good Omens, Terry Pratchett. And it's one of the Terry Pratchett ones where he really kind of goes after Christianity and some of the silly things that are in the old Christian mythos. Because it's a very important thing for atheists to do, is to destroy Christianity. You'll notice they don't do a darn thing to the Muslims. The Muslims are wonderful. I don't get that. I don't understand that. If there's anybody who, when they got in, if they ever spent time with a Muslim, that the Muslims would want to get rid of them is atheists, or what they would consider satanic or whatever. Anyway, I've always found that hilarious from the standpoint of, you know, you guys talk about all the hypocrisy of everybody else, but you're totally blind to your own. And it's so obvious, it's painful, and you just go, oh man, I can't, you know. You guys would kiss the foot of a Muslim, and it may be because they go, well, I'm not going to pick on Muslims because I know that they're perfectly willing to kill me. You know, and they say, oh, I can pick on Christians all day long because Christians say you're not supposed to kill people. You know. And you're going, yeah, bunch of pasty-faced little chicken hearts. Says, man, I'm a chicken too. But I'm not sitting there making a grand gesture by it. So it is. It's just kind of. It says, yeah, it says, you won't see atheists working over Muslims. And you go, that's because we're smart. And they go, yeah, you like attacking, quote, defenseless people. I said, yeah, boy, let me tell you guys is vaunted. Oh, you can have wonderful morals without religion. And you're going, uh-huh, sure. Anyway, so it kind of goes like that. An angel who kind of ends up not being a very good angel, at least as this thing defines it. Everybody's, it's all about Armageddon and the whole setup of, you know, good and evil are going to battle and good's going to win. And the angels are a little, if you're not on a team. I can't say the guy's name. This angel that is one of the stars of the movie. The other one's Crawley is the name he does. David Tennant plays him. Anyway, and the David Tennant guy ends up being not as bad as he should be, and it's all attributed to the fact that they've been on Earth for so long, just kind of hanging out, getting the occasional assignment. And when it gets close to Armageddon, they start getting assignments that they don't like. And they're kind of, I don't know, putting it off until they just can't put it off anymore. And then they're both in hot water with their respective camps, the demons and the angels, and everything that they kind of use against them doesn't work. You know, they become too, quote, human, and they can't do anything to them particularly. So, and that's kind of the whole thing. And it kind of makes a joke out of everything else. And it's like, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. There was a mix-up in the hospital. The Antichrist was supposed to go into a certain family, and they got screwed up, and he went to another family, and all the hijinks kind of come out of that. Anyway, so there's something to talk about. And yeah, interesting Christmas gift from Shayna. I don't send Shayna stuff anymore. I don't know how Lisa's going to do it. I think Lisa's going to continue. She has a bad habit of being so snarky, and you're going, you know what? If you were just a normal person and you treated people this way, you would be, and nobody would class you a good person or kind or any of that. They just wouldn't. Now, you have to understand that in the whole moral milieu of what's going on, there is nothing that she could do to me that I wouldn't absolutely deserve. And it's like, wow, you know, I hate to think. I thought it was funny because, to be honest, when it came down to helping Shayna out, I was the soft touch, and Lisa was kind of the hard one. But Shayna transferred all that to me. There's a really, I don't know if there's a real hard justice gene inside Shayna, where the only problem is it's also mixed with almost a penchant for self-delusion, you know. I was the bad guy. I was always the bad guy. If anybody did anything good for her, it was at my express, you know, at not doing what I had expressly told them to do in relation to Shayna, because I was abusive and evil and rotten. And you're going, well, says, I'm not going to sit here and try to justify myself. I'm just not going to. You go, however, in the grand scheme of things, you need to be real careful. She has burned some serious bridges and done some really reprehensible things to a lot of people who, I'm sorry, didn't deserve it at all. And I'm not including me in that group. You know, says if Shayna wants to treat me like crap, that's her business. You know, when it comes to, he says, well, you keep bringing it up, you must not have forgiven her. And you go, well, I said, sorry, I'm still her father. You know, I'm not saying I'm a good one. But, you know, I hopefully do it in a way that's like, no, I can't do it in a way. She won't talk to me. The few times that she does talk to me, it's only to tell me how horrible the last time that she had to talk. And we didn't... She called on the phone. She caught me. We started talking. And I thought it was a perfectly good conversation, you know, because we didn't talk about much. I called her Shayna once and she got mad. I said, let's just go past that. I'm not going there. And come to find out that during that whole phone conversation, she was just loathing and hating me and how horrible I was, and it's like, oh my gosh, get a grip. So Shayna, you're destroying your own life trying to make sure that I'm a proper villain for your problems. And I'm pretty sure that she uses, you know, my dad was abusive and terrible, and that justifies all the things that I have problems with, like being honest and stuff like that, you know, or whatever she's done, it was caused by me torturing her so horribly. And you're going, Shayna, you're building all this crap up in your head. Says, I'm not going to sit here and say that I was wonderful. I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. But what I am saying is, this isn't helping you. I says, I'm sorry, when push comes to shove, when the end comes, and you have to make some kind of an accounting for who you are and your actions and what you did, you're not going to fare very well. Because it just goes to show you that if you continually use other people to justify your acts, especially your bad acts, says there's nothing to stop you from doing that to a lot of people. I just hope that the only person you decided to pillory over all this, to be the great cause of all your problems, is me. Says, can I? I just don't want to. You know, it's bad to bring up that it's been years since we've had even passing contact. If you're not overcoming some of these things because of your horrible childhood, or because you weren't properly dealt with. You know, he didn't love me enough and stuff like that. I said, you know what? You should have gotten over that by now. You should move on to other things. And I hope she's overcome some of her bigger hang-ups. I always hope that just maturing a little bit, and you gotta know with autistic people, that takes longer. There's issues there. She was 25 and she was still doing the kind of stuff that you would expect a teenager to do, a 15-year-old to do. And I hope she's just not stuck at that developmental place and making everybody's life kind of miserable. I hope that's not true. I hope she doesn't lose her position over it. Her position is tied to a lot of very, very nice things. She's got room, she's got food, she's got all this stuff. You have to kind of be interested in the program, and I think that might ultimately prove to be a problem, because I think every time I'm trying to come up with something to say to identify these folks, the people that are running the farm, they have a philosophy. They have a thing. And if you're going to spend too much time with them, they want you to sign on with the philosophy. And Shayna's been kind of avoiding it. Or she was, I guess. And, you know, at some point they'll just say, you know what, you've been here for this much time. Not really becoming the kind of person that we had hoped. You're not one of our kind of people. So, you know, we're gonna let you go. And it's like, oh, you know, and she can say, well, I have nobody to go to. And it says, you can come back home. It says, yeah, but they're not gonna accept all this stuff I've done. And you go, no, I won't. I won't accept it. Says, I will call you Shayna. I will acknowledge that you are a human female. And, but you know what? Am I going to be weird? You know, are you going to not be a member of the family because you're not a full-blown member of the church? And you go, no. Says, now, if you push it in my face, I'm going to get mad. You know, if you make my life a freaking misery over all this stuff, I want nothing to do with you. I think that's kind of why I'm hoping to, every once in a while, I look at putting up a little, it's called an auxiliary dwelling unit, back the house, a mother-in-law house, a casita, and, it's going to put Matt out there, and whichever other kids start wander home, so I wouldn't be surprised if Shayna ends up being one of those. I'm sorry, Shayna, you burned another bridge with somebody. Or you got yourself into something that you really couldn't sustain. It says, it's okay, it's life. You know, but yeah. You still gotta come. You still gotta pay rent. If you're over 27, it's room and board. It says, yeah. You can come get the food. If you don't wanna be with us at that, you know, eating, that's fine. You know, I'm not here to make your life miserable, but I'm also not here to let you make my life miserable. Just in case you're kind of wondering where it all stands. It doesn't stand there. I guess if you want to treat me like garbage, you can. He says, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to it. And I'm not going to have it in my house. I'll throw you out of my house. So that doesn't mean that you won't still have a place to have a roof over your head, a place to go to the bathroom. But yeah, you're going, I don't care how you do it. You just gotta get together. We'll shelter you for about a month until you need to start kicking in money to make it happen. It says, and then that's it. You better make it happen. you can say all day long, oh, Jason, you're, you know, and she'll go ally with you. Isn't that rude? Isn't that mean and nasty? She's going to find fewer and fewer people saying, oh, yeah, that's horrible. They'll usually come back and say, well, that sounds pretty just. You're 31 years old. You should be on your own, you know. And you're going, Shayna, you're finding fewer and fewer allies. And that's, you know, that's sad. I don't want that to happen to your soul. Anyway, okay, I'm done. Let it go. Talk to you later. Bye.